Welcome to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Get ready to hear from best-selling healthcare author Dr. Josh Luke as he facilitates a discussion on healthy weight loss and living healthy. And now, here's your host, Dr. Josh Luke.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. I have a good friend of mine on the show today, and it's going to be one of the first guests we have who's just going to talk about her journey. And what I like about one of the many things I like about Jen, she's one of the funnest people I know, is she kind of did the same thing my wife and I did, which is as soon as she became an empty nester, she said, I need to make some changes. And I'm going to start with just a healthy weight that I want to be at now that I'm not, you know, in mom mode all the time. So welcome, Jen Brandenburg from Corona and now Lake Havasu City to the show. Jen, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm excited.
All right, cool. So Jen, tell us, for starters, when did you start doing the injections? When did you start, for starters?
I believe I started in August.
August. Okay, that's when we started as well.
Yeah, I had intended to start last October. Actually had a lot of trouble getting it, getting the meds, and just kind of let it, you know, life got crazy, you know, with graduations and stuff this past spring. And once I kind of saw the empty nester thing, yeah. I moved, I found a med spa here. I mean, I could walk there from my house here in Havasu. And
okay, for the people in Havasu, what's the name of it? Free advertising.
Innovative Health and Wellness.
It's okay, cool. Innovative Health and Wellness.
Dr. Summer, she's awesome.
Good. So August 2023, you started. And like me, in fall 2022, you were thinking about it. It was still really expensive, not very accessible. So a year later, you're like, all right, it's time. So you did it. Do you mind me asking how much you pay at that clinic per month?
I do buy in bulk. I bought a 6-month supply, and I believe it worked out to be about $330 a month.
Okay, yeah, and that's pretty comparable.
Yeah, I get shots every Monday. And I mean, when I initially started out, it was going to be $1,000 a month, which I was willing to pay. It was just, I couldn't get my hands on it.
Yeah.
And then, so when I got that price, I was like, I mean, just what I'm saving in food and junk food and Starbucks, you know, pretty much covers it. So,
well, it's funny because on that point, the show I just launched today actually is about how Starbucks is your friend on a diet, because you can have so many different choices under like 200 or 300 calories. And that huge iced tea I get every day just keeps me from eating. But what you said, that Walmart and Oreo cookies just came out and said our profits are down because of Ozempic and the semaglutide injection.
For me, it was just, you know, the empty calories. And I guess I didn't think about Starbucks as much once I got on the shot. And I was so food driven. I mean, you know, I ate breakfast and I was already thinking about lunch, and I just attained it that I was a foodie. But, you know, in reality, after I learned more about the science, I realized it's like my brain never shut off, and it was just constant cravings. And now I obviously can see the difference and realize what it really was. I was just completely over.
So are you no longer hungry right after breakfast?
No, I don't want to say. I guess I just feel so normal now. It hasn't, in the beginning, it was never hard for me, but I also really, it was important to me. I had 50 pounds to lose, and I'm in my 40s now, and I was really worried about how my skin was going to look if I lost weight too fast. And I was really worried about feeling sick. So, I started at a very low dosage, and, in the beginning I felt different, but I never felt hungry. I don't know. I guess I just didn't think about food as much. I try to explain it to people. I'm like, I just didn't think about it. My husband was really worried about me not eating enough, and I don't feel like I ever got to that point. I think, some people have had that, and where they just have to make themselves eat. I've just kind of kept on a low calorie. I'm not perfect. You know, I still have my moments, but for the most part, I'm just not eating as much. I'm getting full. I'm genuinely getting full.
I like that about this diet though. Like if my kids order mac and cheese, I have 2 bites because I know I ordered something responsible.
And the funny thing is, like, I've always heard nothing's as good as the first bite. You know, and it's funny because now I will have a few bites and I'm just like, okay, I'm done. I'm not so hungry.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Because I find that that's totally true at dinner. At dinner, if like I'm like 4 bites in, I'm staring at my food. And I'd heard that from my doctor. That's what he had told me. He'd heard from a lot of his patients when I started. So are you hungrier? Do you find at lunch or at dinner?
I probably breakfast, but I'm kind of a breakfast person. It's hard to say. My schedule is not normal. I'm a general contractor, so I am all over the place. So sometimes, you know, I start with a protein shake every morning. I love my protein shake, and I will honestly drink on that until 11.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It's just in the truck, and then as I'm in and out of the truck, I have some, and then I will have a light lunch, and then I'm here alone a lot. My husband travels, so I a lot of times have what I call girl dinner. So it's kind of just, you know, leftovers or, you know, maybe some yogurt, you know, an apple. I love an apple at night. I don't, for some reason, apple peanut butter, you know, just something that just kind of, I'm just not super hungry, but I know I need to eat something. And a lot of times I will notice if it's more my energy level might kind of drop and then I'm like, oh, I have not eaten. I need to eat. Really, you know, conscious of that. But yeah, other than that.
Interesting. Yeah, I have found that I used to intermittent fast. I don't do that on this diet for the same reason that your hubby said. I want to make sure my body's getting nutrition and protein. Mm-hmm. If I do have a hungrier time of day, it's because some days I tell myself, oh, I'm going to skip lunch, even though I know I shouldn't. I don't. It's just my brain trying to like, let's win this over. But then I get really hungry in the afternoon, so I'll go eat. And then I'm at dinner, I'm just not as hungry. So you said your goal is 50 pounds and you're somewhere between 3 and 3.5 months in. Can you share with everybody kind of how far along you are, where you're at?
I fluctuate a little bit. I'm probably high 20s, maybe a little under 30 pounds down.
Okay. So 10 pounds, my wife and I are at 9 pounds a month on average. And I love that you said fluctuate because I was just talking to a dietitian today and I said, look, what we're doing is trying to make a lifestyle change for the long term as we, you know, as I go into my early 50s and I was having trouble sleeping. I was having trouble snoring worse. I was having lower back pain. I was getting leg numbness. And I just said, I need to lose weight and keep it off. I need to make a lifestyle change. I want to have a healthy breakfast with oatmeal and berries. I don't want to go on these binge diets anymore. And so I think it's natural, especially Jen, because you and I socialize together with our families. We're going to go have a couple cocktails on the weekend and maybe have a, like last week on Havasu, we went to a sports bar. It was a good meal, but it was kind of a cheap meal. But everybody survived. On Monday morning, maybe you're up 2 or 3 pounds, but by Wednesday, you're back down under. So I think that's a normal lifestyle. That's real life. And that's what I really like about this diet. We're not binging.
And that's exactly where I had struggled in the past with different diets is I felt like I was punishing myself all the time. And if I cheated, I was mad at myself. And honestly, you know, it was really a mental health thing. And I would end up stopping because I do love food. We went out to dinner. I had, you know, a couple cocktails and I had a chicken Caesar salad and I was good. I didn't even eat the whole thing, but, you know, I enjoyed myself. And, you know, that was really important to me because like you said, we are very social. And a lot of our social is, you know, eating out and
constantly Lake Havasu. If you have not been there, I swear I'm from North Orange County and there's like 6 better restaurants in Lake Havasu City, Arizona than there is in my hometown. And it drives me nuts. But when I go to Havasu, I just eat just like Jen
said. Absolutely. But that saying that for me, it wasn't necessarily what I was choosing to eat. It was, I was a clean plate club person. Yeah. So if I got a plate of food, I was eating all of it. And so with this, I have a stop. It's like, okay, you're full. Why are you still eating? And it's like, oh yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I enjoyed my meal and I don't need to eat the whole plate. And I just pushed it over to one of my adult sons if they're with me and I'm good. And
one of those adult sons won the Lake Havasu polar bear swim across the channel last week.
He was a local legend that night, wasn't he?
That's right. Speedo and all in December. I was very impressed.
He's your namesake. So, he's Josh.
Yeah, there you go.
That was super fun.
So what have you found to be the absolute hardest thing? The diets are not easy. And we're not trying to make it on the show sound easy because I've had a couple of days recently where I'm like, man, I'm just kind of hungry. But what's been the hardest thing for you?
I think in the beginning, my energy levels. My energy level dropped quite a bit, and I was just so tired, you know. Okay. And so what I did is I actually added B12 shot every week. So when I get my shot, I get B12.
And I've done that as well. I'm glad you suggested that.
And water intake has been huge. You know, I mean, my body was adjusting, and I was a big sugar and carb eater. And so, you know, I was burning that as fuel, and now my body doesn't have that. So I just essentially was retraining my body, and I don't really have that issue anymore. I would say that was probably the first month, maybe 6 weeks, but even then it wasn't all the time. It was just, you know, I just needed a nap every afternoon, and, you know, that went away. And like I said, I stayed on top of the B12 shots, and that helped tremendously. And my water intake was very big.
Are you feeling any of the other health benefits? Like, I can tell I'm not snoring as bad. I am sleeping better. My lower back pain's minimized. So are you feeling any of those kind of residual benefits?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I am in a somewhat physical job. I mean, not really.
Yeah, you heard it right, folks. She's a general contractor. So yeah, you heard that correctly.
Most of the time my guys do the heavy lifting, but I do have to do a lot of materials. And it was to the point where, like, I could not get things in the back of my truck. And then now the guys are even noticing that my energy level is just so much better, and I'm lighter on my feet, and stronger, you know, in the sense that I'm not carrying around the extra 30 pounds. So, you know, I'm able to just do more. I'm not out of breath all the time, and I really haven't hit the gym yet. That has been my goal, is to eventually get back to the gym. And I've just been so busy, I haven't, you know, had time, but that is the goal. And I think that I feel better at the gym, you know, my pants get better. And,
So one of my final questions was going to be about tips, but you've already mentioned water intake being critical for you. You've also mentioned the B12 shot was helpful, and I did pay extra for a month just to get that B12 too, because I'm working and want to make sure I have the right energy at work. Are there any other tips you would offer people?
You know, I think for me, I was really worried about feeling sick, because of my job, and I'm kind of a wimp, and I just was like, oh, I just don't want to feel bad all the time. So for me, I think if anyone's worried about that, or maybe they're a little unsure to jump in, I would suggest staying on a low dosage. I started at the lowest. I stayed at the lowest for the first 6 weeks, maybe 2 months. Obviously the weight loss, you know, doesn't happen as fast, but I feel like it gave my body a chance to adjust. And then it was like, once I bumped up a little bit, I would see the weight, you know, would start to kind of come off a little bit more. And I've been really adamant about, you know, just very slow. I, like you had mentioned earlier about how long are you going to stay on it? I had the intention of doing 6 months. Now I'm going to stay on it for at least a year. Whether I hit my goal, if I hit my goal in 2 months, I'm going to stay on it. And just kind of as a maintenance, I just like the science behind it. And being someone that was, you know, kind of pre-diabetic, I do feel like I was nervous, you know, and I feel like I've had a lot of health benefits in that, regard. And so that would be kind of mine, is there's no rush. This doesn't have to be, you can kind of make your own plan. You know, I have a friend who's lost 40 pounds in 2.5 months, and she went very high on her dosage and it worked for her. She's good. She's maintaining. That's great for her. For me, I needed a different plan. You know,
let me address those things, Jen, real quick, because a lot of our listeners have the basic question. So what Jen's talking about is you go in and you pay for like 4 syringes a month or 1 a week. And what they do the first 2 weeks at most clinics is, first of all, guys, always call your doctor or a doctor first, just get their input. So you and your head, so I've spoken to a doctor, most clinics are going to require you, all of them, or should require you to meet with a nurse practitioner before they inject you anyway.
Blood work.
That said, if you have a doctor that you know and trust, call them. So the full syringe every week is what you pay for. But at the clinic I went to, they said, hey, 25% of the syringe week 1 and 2, 50% work 3 and 4. So don't expect to lose weight. We did, because we mentally checked in. We lost a little weight in the first month. But what they're saying is you're really not going to experience the full effect of the semaglutide injection until the 5th week. So that's number one. Be prepared. Guess what? I lost 9 pounds in the first month. I lost 9 pounds the second month. So because I just said, hey, I'm going to pretend like in my brain, I'm already doing it. So that's number one. Number two, I think if you haven't listened to the episodes with the dietitian from the Cleveland Clinic and the Today Show, Kristen Kirkpatrick, she really talked about how she, her clients are planning on doing it for life. And you heard Jen say, right now it's 1 year. The good news is all the research coming out, when I say all, about 90% of it is positive to date. And there hasn't been any indication that doing this long-term is going to be a problem. I had gone into this thinking, hey, and like Jen, we spend a lot of time on the lake in the summer. So my problematic month is July every year. Every July, I'm having a few extra cocktails. I'm eating a few extra chips on the lake, you know, going out to eat a little more. So by August, I'm always like, oh, I got to drop 10 or 15 pounds. So whether you, because I plan on getting off in a month or two, I want to share with the listeners my journey on keeping it off. But then if I have to get back on once a year for a month or two, that to me has always been my plan. But I love the fact that as we go down this path of, you know, 2021 was kind of the year of the Ozempic face celebrity. What is this Ozempic? We're all reading about it. 2022 mm-hmm. is when people like Jen and I that are engaged in news, we're talking to our doctor, like, how can I get it? I want to do it. 2023 is when the world became accessible. So we're all here now, but all of the research over the last 2 or 3 years is saying, hey, this is scientific. It's a miracle drug. It's good. That doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to come out. In fact, recently, I think Pfizer tried to do like a two times a day pill and it didn't go well. The nausea was off the charts. So they said, let's forget that idea. But everything that Jen's talking about, her plan is different than mine, is different than Kristen Kirkpatrick's, the dietitian. But all of these options are out there for you guys. That's why we're here on this podcast, to answer your questions. Jen, I want to wrap up with just asking you, and you've kind of said, hey, during the week, you're by yourself a lot. You have kind of the girl meal, the leftovers. But when it's not leftovers and you're just craving like one thing, you really look forward to it, share with us. We always wrap up the show with just kind of one meal that's one of your go-tos. It's maybe 300 calories or less or something.
It's so funny. I would have never thought I'd say that. I don't know why I've been eating so many, but Caesar salads. That has been my go-to. And this is my favorite snack. I happen to have one right here. Chomps.
Yeah, what's a chomp?
It's like a sugar-free turkey beef stick.
Free, I love
it. You can see, look, I have it at my desk and I just take a bite every once in a while. But they're called chomps. I love them.
And I like that the convenience stores, because you're hitting the same roads I am.
Between all the time. Always have almonds with me. And
nuts. They have the little meat and cheese now. Mm-hmm. They have some fruits. The convenience stores finally figured out that the healthy people are driving back and forth too, not just the people that want candy. Jen, thanks so much for joining the show.
Absolutely. It was fun.
This was perfect. Our first case study. We'll go back and visit Jen and all of our other case studies in 6 months, see how they're doing, see what new tips they have for you. So thanks again for joining the show.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
You've been listening to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Dr. Josh Luke is a PhD, but not a medical doctor. And none of his comments or comments of his guests are intended to be medical advice. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.